brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. I'm Stacy Key, your host, and excited to be here with you today for Tuesday, August the 4th. We're wrapping up the summer and kids are going back to school, and the perfect way to start the everyone starting back into the work week and the work year. We've again wrapped up the summer. And so this edition of Let's Talk Small Business, we've got a special treat for you. We've got an exciting guest, Dr. Bob Wright. And Dr. Wright is impressive. He is a serial entrepreneur. He is very worldly and accomplished. And Dr. Wright is going to be talking to us about, one, his career and some of the things he's done. But he's got a symposium coming up, the Bob Wright Symposium on Business and Empowerment, that's going to be held on August the 20th in Columbus, Georgia. And Dr. Wright, thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited.
Good.
Before we get into the symposium, I want to talk about you and your career. And, you know, as I read your bio, and I'm telling you, you're impressive. And for our listeners, he's even more impressive to talk with in person. I've had the opportunity to meet with him a couple of times and for him to share with me his wisdom and share with me his experience. And it is a treat. So for anyone that has an opportunity to be in Columbus around August the 20th, please take the opportunity to register. Please join the symposium. You are going to have a special opportunity to hear from speakers and really be enlightened. So first of all, let's talk about you, your career, and some of the things you've done. Impressive. I'm looking at these companies you started. Tell us about Bob Wright.
Well, you know, I guess I'm one of those people that don't like to do a lot of talking about myself. I'd rather talk about the accomplishments of other people than me. But I guess I've been blessed to be an entrepreneur pretty much all my life. I started off as an optometrist after finishing Ohio State University and moving back to Columbus.
And thank you so much for coming back to the great state of Georgia. We appreciate you joining us.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
Coming back to those roots?
Yeah, absolutely. That's real important. And I'm glad I was able to come back home, which is Columbus, Georgia. Born and raised. Went to high school there.
Thank you.
All my family is still there. And so Georgia's home. And Georgia will stay home.
Oh, great.
Okay. No doubt about that. But anyway, when I came back, I started my practice. Mm-hmm. Got involved in the civil rights movement, marched on the Selma March with Dr. King, John Lewis, and
those folks. Oh, wow. You've got that kind of history, that rich history.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then I got elected to the city council in Columbus in 1970.
Okay.
And ironically, I got elected as a Republican, so there's not very many black Republicans. So eventually, I got attention up in Washington.
Oh, my.
And I ended up being appointed by President Reagan to the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
Where I was one of the associate administrators. My job was to be an advocate for small and disadvantaged businesses around the country.
Oh, you were one of the pioneers at that time, because that was really the beginning of that whole movement around that time.
Around that time, it was just beginning to take off. The 8A program was at its... was in full bloom when I went in. And as many of you may know, the 8A program is a program where small disadvantaged businesses have an opportunity to get contracts that were basically set aside.
Yes, absolutely.
To help those businesses grow and develop and then reach some viability that at some point in time they could exit the program.
Right, exit.
That's theoretically the way it's supposed to have worked. Back then, all contracts were on a sole source basis.
Yes.
Now it's more competitive.
Yes, sir.
Which makes it somewhat more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the viability of the program now as I saw it then, but I was able to sign off on contracts for $10 million, $20 million, $25 million without competition. And some of those firms were really able to grow and develop.
Excellent.
Which is the whole idea of the program.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I never thought that I would change professions.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I did, after staying at SBA for 2 years. Being a business person, I didn't want to stay, as people call it, get Potomac fever, just enjoy being in the government. You know, I'd like to create opportunities for myself, but more importantly, create opportunities for other people.
Excellent.
So after I left SBA, I started my own business called Dimensions International. And I started in Columbus, Georgia. But then, because we were doing government business, we moved the company back up into the Washington, D.C. area. Although Columbus was always home, still home, but we moved the business up there.
Closer to your customer.
Yes, got to be close to the customer. If you're going to service that customer, you got to be able to get to that customer. That customer needs to be able to get to you. You need to be able to go down, sit down and talk and those kinds of things. Well, I was fortunate that I had a son who was in Morehouse, who was a business major. Morehouse College right here in Atlanta, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One of the finest.
I'm telling you. And so in 89, he came up and joined the company. I started Russell, my son, off in accounts payable, accounts receivable. I mean, he started right at the in the basement.
Keeping track of the money. That's where you start.
Got to start.
Keeping track of the money.
And he worked his way up through the company, through the ranks. He did everything from sitting on the switchboard to putting up the Christmas tree in the office.
I love that. So you trained him right.
He was well trained. You know, he didn't feel entitled to come in and be special. And I didn't want him to feel entitled.
He learned the ropes.
I wanted him to come in and learn the ropes.
Yep.
So eventually he became executive VP, where he was overseeing all the internal operations of the company. And then one day I called him into the office and said, you know what? I'm going to promote myself to chairman emeritus. So I'm going to promote you to chairman CEO. And his mouth flew open and his eyes got big. And I told him that he was going to come and take over my big office, and I was going to take over his little office.
Wow.
And that worked extremely well. For 4 years he worked, and within 4 years he had grown the company, quadrupled the sales of the company. And then Honeywell came along and liked what we were doing and bought us out.
Well, you know what? I like that story.
It's a good story.
It's a good story to have. Yeah, you're doing so well that Honeywell Corporation decides to buy you out.
Yep.
And you go off into the sunset.
Well, we didn't go off into the sunset. We just tried to find up other opportunities to continue to grow and develop. Because not only are we developing things, as I said, for ourselves, but we want to think about that next generation of business people and entrepreneurs that are coming along that need a hand up. And we're still doing that. I mean, we have mentored several entrepreneurs and got them into the business. And we're still doing that. I think that's so important.
Now, the industry you were in was a logistics, right?
Logistics, yeah. We were doing logistics, particularly in the military, for the Army, for the Navy. We're running warehouses, we're doing spare parts, we're doing asset visibility, supply chain management, and things like that for the military. We had a large number of people in Iraq during the war. Presently, our present company, Centel, has a large contingency of people in Afghanistan, still doing logistics. But we also do IT, we do engineering services, and things like that.
So you were in a unique space at that time, that very competitive but very unique space. And
yes.
Other minority businesses were not really in that space.
Yes, not at that point in time, particularly in the military like we were.
Okay.
Defense Department.
So you sold the company to Honeywell, and so you decided to form another company.
Well, actually, that company was already formed. Centel was already formed.
Okay.
We meaning Dimensions, purchased Centel.
Okay.
But when we sold Dimensions to Honeywell, we kept Centel.
Okay, you kept that part of it. Okay.
Right, we kept a part of it. And Russell, now my son, is running that company.
Excellent. So your Centel is doing well, thriving?
Yes.
Growing.
Excellent. Mentoring.
Expanding. Mentoring and expanding.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Worked with a lot of small businesses, trying to get them traction into the real business world, so to speak.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's a great story.
Thank you.
And so out of all of this you have going on, you decided to go back to Columbus, which is home, and do the Bob Wright Symposium on business and empowerment.
Well, I didn't go back to Columbus. I'm in Columbus.
You're going back and forth. You're commuting.
I'm back. Well, that's true because our business is headquartered up in D.C.
Right.
Up in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a lot of time there, but I also spent a lot of time in Columbus. So I'm back. I'm a long distance commuter. Been doing it for a lot of years. Let me tell you just a little bit about this symposium, the whole idea about it. As I said earlier, I'm always looking for ways in which we can encourage, inspire, support business people, you know, particularly small disadvantaged businesses, because we still have a long way to go. I like to tell people sometimes that economic equity imperative is the last frontier of civil rights as far as I'm concerned. Because we still must have capital, we need to grow our businesses, and we need to do generational businesses where our next generation can step up and succeed us. And that's basically what I did with my son, and I'm encouraging other people to do the same. So I came up with this symposium because a lot of people just don't see the Bill Picards, who's been extremely successful, or the Sylvester Hesters, who understand business and been able to grow their businesses in a very significant way as it relates to the automobile industry. I dare say many people don't know their minority McDonald's operators out there. So we have Gail Hill coming from Columbus, Ohio, who's a McDonald's operator. We have Daryl McKissick coming, who is a architect engineer. And construction manager. We need to hear these stories.
Mm-hmm.
They need to tell us how they were able to move the gauge from A to B. How were they able to be competitive? What caused them? What fires them up in the morning to get up and go do what they do?
The passion. Yeah,
and you got to have that passion.
Yes. It is required.
It's required.
It is
because
required.
It's not easy.
No, it is.
And people don't realize that business is a serious challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's but those of us who are in business, we also risk takers. No risk, no reward.
Absolutely.
And so we need to hear the stories. They need to hear my son Russell's story. He's going to be down. He needs to hear the story where he came in and asked me for a raise one day after he had gotten up after about three months. He said, "Dad, you know, it's very expensive up here in Washington. I need more money." And I laughed at him and told him, "You're not earning what I'm paying you now." He said, "Well, what am I going to do?" I said, "Sound like you need a part-time job." And so he came back next week and said, "Dad, I found that part-time job. You know, that conversation we had," I said, "Yeah." I said, "Where are you working?" He said, "I got a part-time job down at TJ Maxx after work." So being a parent, you know, I got to go down to TJ Maxx, sort of put my sunglasses on so I could ease around and see what my son was doing. He was on the cash register. And that told me everything I needed to know about him. I knew he was a great great guy and a great kid already, but that told me everything I needed to know
character.
About him. Character.
Yes.
Character. And so when he stepped into the role of running our company, he was well prepared. And so I'm real proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's created a lot of other business, and he's mentoring a lot of other businesses now. So he needs to tell that story.
Yes.
And so people need to hear that. And being a local guy, I went to local high schools and things like that. People would be interested to see what old Russell is doing. So I got him coming down.
So the whole focus around the symposium is to kind of hear the stories, success stories.
Yes.
You're trying to spark a fire.
Absolutely.
in the Columbus area around entrepreneurship.
Yes.
To start a movement.
Absolutely.
And you know, we've had this discussion, you and I,
yes,
about really scaling up Columbus.
Right.
And bringing resources, bringing tools, bringing things to Columbus to help the small business community go to the next level.
Absolutely.
And so you have taken the initiative to start that movement in Columbus.
Yes.
To start that journey.
Yes.
And so the people that you're planning to bring will start sharing their success, how they did it, to spark the fire. And then this is just the beginning of the journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're going to play a major part in that because your vision ties in perfectly with this.
Okay.
With this symposium as you scale up Columbus. That's part of one of your programs, right?
You know, we talked about that, which our listeners don't know about, in that GMSDC has submitted for a program through SBA, Scale Up America. And so our target area for this initiative is the Columbus area. And so we're hopeful that we will be the recipient of this initiative. If not, we've talked about Bob and I've talked about Plan B.
Yes.
About scaling up Columbus.
That's right.
And using this platform as that.
Absolutely.
But we're committed to scaling up Columbus. There's opportunity. There's potential in the Columbus market. Partnering with the right resources to be able to do that. And I want to tie this to, now you're hosting this on the campus of Columbus State University.
Columbus State, right.
And, you know, at Columbus State, I'm pretty impressed with Columbus State. And you're more familiar with Columbus State. Talk a little bit about Columbus State.
Well, Columbus State started out years ago as a junior college in an abandoned old textile mill. And over time, it has grown to a full-fledged university in the university system of Georgia. Fortunately, the dean of the business school, who's also supporting this symposium, is an African-American female, Dr. Linda Hadley. Very distinguished lady with great credentials, and she's so committed to this and so involved
excellent.
In this.
Excellent. There's a supporter there.
Absolutely. And I think you need that. You need that educational component to make some
absolutely.
Of these things work.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, they've got some entrepreneurial programs that they offer at Columbus State, which is also a good support for the foundation.
Right.
And then also on their campus there, the SBDC, which is a big partner of GMSDC, Small Business Development Centers.
Right.
And so they have resources, again, to help scale up Columbus.
Right.
And
right.
so I think the partnership with Columbus State, with the SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers, with yourself and your AFLACs and the other corporate partners, your Synovus, your TSIS, the Chamber, other partners in that market, working together and working in partnership can work together to actually scale up and really support that business community to help them grow.
Right, absolutely.
You've got the base there with Fort Benning.
Absolutely, and that's a strong base. But we also have other major corporations. You just named a few that are very, very prominent and very important to our Columbus community, and they create a lot of jobs for a lot of people. So they're all engaged and all on board.
Yes, and so the kickoff is August 20th.
That's correct.
In my mind, and that's where the journey begins, is with this symposium and laying the solid foundation for the journey.
Right.
And so let's take a minute and talk about outcomes from the 20th. So you have this very successful symposium. People are very excited. They're ready to start. And so let's just imagine the possibilities of what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go? We start the journey of scaling up Columbus. With or without SBA, doesn't matter, because we got this, right?
Right.
We got this.
Right. We got this. And you have this too.
We got this.
We And I think that can be a strong partnership.
Yes, I agree.
With you and the folks in Columbus and your organization and things like that, I think what you talked about in terms of interacting with the chamber and maybe getting some office space down there, I think makes sense, all the sense in the world. I met with the president of the chamber for lunch a couple of weeks ago, and he's fired up, ready to go. And I think this can be a catalyst.
It is.
With some of the things that you envision. Mm-hmm. Because in our conversations, you know, you even took this to another level. You even took it nationwide. And we can make it that way, that every year people are looking forward to coming to Columbus to interact with real successful folks and hear these stories.
Yep.
It's going to be an interesting format. As you notice on the program, Byron Pitts.
Excellent, excellent.
From ABC News is going to moderate.
Yes.
We're not going to have people coming down, getting up on the podium, giving speeches. Mm-hmm. People don't remember speeches. And a lot of times, people don't have time to prepare speeches. Mm-hmm. But people that are in business can tell their story without a script.
Yes.
And Byron will be interviewing them as he would be interviewing somebody on ABC News, or as he's done before on 60 Minutes. So he will bring the best out of everybody.
That's an excellent format.
And keep it very light.
Yep.
Everybody will be sitting down in a living room setting, very comfortable, and talking. And then after they finish, and Byron finishes what he wants to bring out, then we open up to the audience for questions.
Questions, yes.
So that's how we want to do this. Mm-hmm. We think doing it this way in this format, we add a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
People can ask questions from their heart and from their experiences rather than getting up giving a 20-minute speech that loses everybody somewhere along the way.
And people remember the stories because those are the things that touch your heart.
Yes.
Those are the things that inspire.
Yes.
And those are the things that encourage.
Absolutely.
So those are the things that I walk, those are the outcomes or things I take away from
it. Yes.
I remember that Sylvester Hester started with Bill Picard when he was an intern.
Yes.
And so I remember that versus a 20-minute speech.
There you go.
And so he was an intern, and now he's the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken that journey. So those are the things that people remember.
Right.
And how he's mentored him throughout his whole career.
That's right.
And now he's the CEO of the company.
Right.
So those are the kind of things, yes. I think the format you've chosen is excellent.
Yeah.
I think it's most impactful.
Yes.
And that's the piece that will inspire people beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the challenge for you and I think as they leave, we've got to have something within 30, 60 days, a form or something to keep people engaged through the journey.
Yes.
Because they're going to walk away from that fired up.
Yes.
And they're going to want something soon.
Yes.
And so we've got to think about as we're approaching August 20th, and trust me, I'll have it for you.
I know you will.
what that will be.
Okay.
Because people want to be engaged.
Absolutely.
And it's probably something that we'll look at doing in partnership with the chamber.
Yes.
Some sort of event or something to get them to start that journey. Because the year's ending.
Mm-hmm.
And so as something as we'll ramp up as we head into 2016.
Well, I think it'd be time to immediately begin to plan for the the future, for the next
scaling
year.
Up.
And scaling up.
Columbus. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud you,
thank you.
For having the foresight and actually taking the action, because a lot of times people think of things but don't take the action to make something happen.
That's true.
And so you're taking action to get Columbus, bring opportunity to Columbus, because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
It's economic growth.
Yes.
It's bringing opportunity to the area.
Right.
It's helping small businesses grow. That's really what it's all about. And that's what GMSDC is about.
Yes.
And so Columbus has been on our radar.
Good.
Our corporate partners have been putting a little pressure for several years on getting into Columbus. So this is the impetus to get us there, to get it done.
Yes.
And so I'm committed. And so is my board of directors, very committed to working in partnership to make, help Columbus grow.
Well,
so we're there.
That's why we put you on the program, because I think it's very appropriate that you have that you can express some of these things you're saying now to get people fired up, because this can lay the groundwork for everything you want to do.
Absolutely.
So it's working. We're working hand in hand.
Yes, we're
partners.
We'll
make this happen.
Yeah, we're partners.
Absolutely.
In this journey.
And I'm delighted.
Yes, absolutely. And so as we're coming to a close, I want to take some time for you to share, you know, nuggets of wisdom, because you've had a pretty impressive career, and you've learned lots of things along your journey. And so, you know, some nuggets of wisdom that you might want to share with other entrepreneurs based on your journey. So is there anything that you want to share or anything you want to comment? You know, people are going to come down to the symposium and they'll get a chance to hear lots of people and they'll get a chance to talk to you. But for those listening to Let's Talk Small Business today, any nuggets of wisdom that you'd want to share?
Well, I like to say that God has taken me where He wanted me to go. And I think that's the first basis for everything. I think secondly, we got to be prepared to work hard. We have to think over the horizon. We have to be aggressive. We have to be risk takers within certain boundaries and guidelines. But everybody, when you're in business, you're taking a risk. But I don't think there's a greater thing that people can do than grow a business and employ other people and be able to hand that business off to the next generation. And I think that's basically what I'd like to see happen here. So as one pearl of wisdom, I don't think there's anything going to beat getting up in the morning, having a vision, being able to go and make it happen, because hard work, there's no substitute. That's the bottom line.
And I'm going to ask you, so hard work, there's no substitute for that. And what advice would you give around passion? Because, you know, along the journey, mm-hmm. passion is required. And sometimes the flame, you know, kind of dimmers.
Yes.
What advice would you give around keeping the flame of passion along the journey?
Well, you have to feel it. You know, my dad was a bricklayer. And he used to say it was hard work, as you know. Out in the 100-degree heat and things like that. He said you have to love it or you need to leave it. So when you're in business, you got to love it. You got to love what you're doing. And that's where your passion comes from. And if you don't have it and you don't love it, then you do need to leave it. So that's basically, you know, would be my closing words as it relates to that.
Dr. Bob Wright, thank you for joining us on this edition of Let's Talk Small Business.
Thank you.
For our listeners, you don't want to miss the Bob Wright Symposium in Columbus, Georgia on August the 20th. Is there a website, Bob, or someplace they can go to get information in terms of registering?
Let's see.
Okay. For sponsorship information, you can go 706-566-5875. Or you can go douglas.bryant@ml.com. And then he's got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Oh, my, look at you. You can always Google Bob Wright Symposium on Business and Empowerment, and there's information. Or you can probably Google Byron Pitts and get information on it as well. You don't want to miss it. He's got an impressive lineup. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us on this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Every Tuesday, 11:30, please join us. I want to thank our sponsors, the Georgia Power, Cox Communication, for without you, this would not be possible. Thanks again. We look forward to seeing you on the next edition of Let's Talk Small Business.